I am the Ascended Master Kuan Yin. I wish to discourse on several scenarios concerning the reunification of Korea and what may happen afterwards. The first topic I want to comment on is China. China is a very complicated country, a very complicated people, or rather a collection of peoples, for is there truly one Chinese people that can be said to be unified? There are, of course, many different groups that have been forced into a unification many, many times during history, but has it truly brought about a unification? That is a complicated question. And so, what you see in China and have seen historically is a country that has been very internally focused, very focused on itself and how it sees the world and how it sees its own self-interest. Now, we did not comment much on China last year because we wanted to take one step at a time and not make the reunification of Korea seem more complicated than absolutely necessary. But this time we want to give some comments on China to show the issues that you can make calls on and therefore bring about some change in this complicated scenario. We first need to recognize that China has not freed itself from the tendency to look at the world through its own filter, where China is the center of the world and all other nations are not equal to China, and almost in China, the Chinese view exists only to serve Chinese interests, or at least all other nations can be divided up into those that China believes serves its interests and those it believes it cannot control and therefore must be approached with caution and with suspicion. And so, my beloved, it is clear that when you look at this view, it is not actually currently seen as being in China's interest to reunite Korea. It is clear that China believes it has some control over North Korea, and it has much less control, if any control, over South Korea. And it is clear to China that if the regime in North Korea collapses and North Korea no longer has the pretense of being a communist nation, then if the South Korean model of democracy and the economy is transferred to North Korea, then China will lose influence. This China will resist, as they have so far resisted it, by artificially keeping the North Korean regime alive, keeping the economy afloat, and resisting international pressure, or even the encouragement for China to put some pressure on the North Korean leaders. And so, it is not a simple scenario to change this. We are not thereby saying that the reunification of Korea cannot happen anyway, for China does not have as much influence in North Korea as they would like to think. And there are scenarios that can bring about the reunification without China being able to do anything about it. But it is important for you to make the calls so that the Chinese leadership will be able to see a way so that they can accept a reunification of Korea without feeling that they are losing face and they are suffering what they see as Chinese interests. For this, you need to especially make the calls for China to make a realistic assessment of their standing in the international community. It is perhaps strange to you to consider this, but the simple reality is that even though China is today engaged in such vast business dealings with most of the world, China does not truly consider that it is no longer a country that is isolated and that can do whatever it wants. It does not truly realize that if the trade with the rest of the world was to diminish dramatically, then China would collapse from within. The Chinese leadership have not realized that things have already gone so far that if the trade with other nations was to diminish, then the Chinese economy would go through such severe tensions that it would bring up the political tension that is already brewing under the surface and has been brewing for decades. And therefore, the Chinese leadership thinks that they can maintain control over China even if there was a worsening of the relations between China and the rest of the world, especially the Western democracies. You can therefore make the calls that enough people in China will come to their senses, so to speak, and realize that China simply cannot afford to have a deterioration of its relationship with Western democracies. And in order to avoid having a deterioration of their business relationship, China needs to recognize realistically that they do need to be concerned, far more concerned, about their standing and how China is looked at by Western democracies. China is under the mistaken belief that the Western democracies are only concerned about the money they are making and that their big corporations are making, and that they are not willing to risk their trade with China over a matter of principle. In this, they have so far been proven right, but this does not mean that they will always be proven right. It is entirely possible that the situation in North Korea could develop in such a way that the Western democracies would be forced to choose between principle and profit. This is not a choice that any of the Western democracies want to make, despite the posturing made, for example, by the current American administration. Most of the Western democracies realize as well that their economies would go through quite a shock if trade with China suddenly stopped. Nevertheless, if China will not change course on North Korea, then it is possible that there could be such a situation where the Western democracies were forced to choose between principle and profit and actually chose to come together and decide to put pressure on China, such massive pressure on China, that China would be forced to respond. And if China were to respond negatively, it could lead to a more severe conflict, which then could lead to various not very constructive scenarios in terms of China seeking to intervene militarily in North Korea to secure their influence there and in order to prevent a South Korean or an American combined intervention. So you can make the calls for the, we might say, awakening, although that is a very optimistic term, of the Chinese leadership to the necessity to be practical realists about North Korea, so that they will allow other scenarios to unfold that will not necessitate a large-scale trade conflict with the Western world. One of these scenarios that could potentially unfold would be, of course, the death of the North Korean leader. This is not an impossible scenario, but it is not a necessary scenario because, as we have explained before, it is possible that the people of a nation can artificially keep their leader alive by directing their energy, their life force at the leader. It is, of course, also possible that there can be a change in the mind of the North Korean leader, as we asked you to make calls on last year and as you have faithfully done. So, it is actually possible that there could be a transition scenario where North Korea would see the necessity to negotiate with the rest of the world to make certain concessions, for example, about its nuclear program, which is not nearly as advanced as they would like to believe, and therefore is not really the threat that either North Korea or the Western nations make it out to be. And so this could lead to the scenario that we described last year, where there was a greater openness, a greater interchange of business and ideas, and so that the North Korean people would be less isolated, would have more exchange with nations abroad and people abroad, and therefore gradually the entire mass consciousness in North Korea would begin to soften, and then there would be, over a period of time, more of an opening up where the North Korean leadership could see it as in their own interest to create a more open situation in North Korea, because this would prolong their own existence, or at least this is how they would see it. It is clear that you can also make the calls for the North Korean leadership to realize that any armed conflict would lead to their swift demise, because regardless of the size of the army of North Korea, they would not be able to win such a conflict. It is, of course, not a scenario that we desire to see, because it would cost many lives and much suffering. But we desire the North Korean leadership to awaken to the realistic assessment that starting an armed conflict would lead to their swift demise. And therefore, avoiding conflict by opening up and creating a more open North Korea could prolong their existence beyond what armed conflict can do. For this to happen, however, you also need to make the calls that the Chinese leadership will change their stance on North Korea and will agree to put more pressure to get North Korea back to the negotiating table. This is not an unlikely scenario because China, of course, has a long history of negotiating and negotiating and negotiating and negotiating indefinitely without actually changing status quo. So again, here is a topic for making calls on that there will be an exposure of any attempt by China to create negotiations that are not meant to solve anything, but are meant to simply prolong the status quo by giving the impression that China is doing something about North Korea and that North Korea is doing something to alleviate the concerns of the rest of the world. And so you can also make the calls that there will be this willingness that we talked about last year of the international community to actually treat North Korea differently. Treat North Korea as a nation that we can negotiate with. It is clear that the previous American administration, the Obama administration, was taking the stand that before they would negotiate with North Korea, North Korea had to give up its nuclear program. That was not a realistic stand, and therefore it is a step in the right direction that the current American administration has seen that they need to be willing to negotiate with North Korea without any conditions. This is an example of the current administration being more attuned with the Ascended Masters than the previous administration. This is not to be construed that the current administration is more attuned with the Ascended Masters in all areas than the previous administration. So now I want to jump ahead and imagine that we had a situation where the current North Korean leadership was no longer in existence. North Korea had opened up. The international community had accepted a reunification of North and South Korea. As we said last year, for there to be a reunification, there needs to be a shift in the consciousness, especially of the South Korean people, because South Korea is the more free nation, the people are higher in consciousness, and therefore you are the ones who can bring about a shift. But of course, we gave you the installment last year that we felt was a good first step. But there is more that needs to happen before a reunification can actually take place. What I'm saying here is that currently a reunification of Korea is not realistic because the South Korean people have not made certain shifts in consciousness so that they would actually be able to deal with the burden it would be for South Korea to have a reunification. In other words, if suddenly the North Korean leadership changed overnight and North Korea was willing to reunite with South Korea and was suddenly expecting the South to take leadership in this area and to provide the economic foundation for a reunification and for a raising of the North Korean economy, then South Korea, both the people and the leaders, would not actually be ready to take this step. And so we need you, who are our students, to both go through the change in consciousness yourselves and also make the calls for both the people and the leaders of South Korea to go through this change in consciousness. You have, of course, within the not-so-distant past, seen the reunification of East and West Germany. And you saw that it was a tremendous economic burden on the West German nation because the East German economy was almost as far behind the West German economy as the North Korean economy is behind the South Korean economy. There are, of course, differences, but nevertheless, the differences between the two economies were still huge. And so you saw that the German people went about this in a very specific way by instantly giving the same rights to the East German people as enjoyed by West German citizens. And this, of course, was a tremendous economic burden. But it was also for Germany the only practical way that this could be done. Now, unfortunately, things are more complicated in the relationship between the people of Northern Korea and Southern Korea because the division has actually been deeper and is deeper between North and South Korea than it was between East and West Germany. This is due to a lot of very complicated factors, but you need to make the calls that there is a growing awareness in South Korea that a reunification is possible and that it is necessary for South Korea to make some much more detailed plans for how they would deal with such a situation. I'm not saying, of course, that South Korea would be the only nation who would have to shoulder the entire burden. But you need to recognize that it is a complicated scenario because naturally China would be very concerned about Japan or the United States or other Western nations even helping financially, because China would not want American bases so close, military bases so close to the Chinese border. And therefore, they may create some barrier where the United States would not be able to help as much as they would like to help. And so you need to call for the awakening in the South Korean leadership and among the people that a reunification will require some very careful considerations as to how your nation would deal with this scenario. What could you actually do? It is not my intention here to spell out in detail what you should do, because there is, of course, a broad range. But what I'm saying is that at this point, it is important for you to make the calls that people begin to think much more realistically than they have done so far about what you would actually do if the situation suddenly changed and the barriers between reunification were removed. How would you deal with this, not only financially and economically, but how would you actually deal with the people in North Korea? This would be an absolutely crucial issue to consider, my beloved. And there is a drastic change that needs to happen here for this to be successful. You cannot have a successful reunification if the people of the South see themselves as being superior to the people of the North. I am not saying that you are not in many ways superior, and obviously South Korea is much more developed politically and economically and concerning the level of education of the people. But you cannot be successful in a reunification if you allow yourself to feel superior. You cannot come in with the attitude that you are the developed country that has to help this undeveloped country. You need to make a shift where you actually begin to see the North Korean people as your own countrymen, not as you have seen them so far, where there is a range of more hostile feelings towards the people of North Korea. That is why I last year gave you a teaching and an invocation about unconditional forgiveness. But what I'm telling you now is that this needs to go beyond forgiveness and become a higher form of not simply forgiving the wrongs of the past, but coming into an acceptance that these are your countrymen, these are your brothers and sisters, both spiritually and physically, and that it is your opportunity to help them. But you do this with respect for otherwise it will not be a true unification. Do you understand, my beloved? I know that many of you do not, but I desire you to understand. Then when we of the Ascended Masters say that we see only one Korea, it is not empty words. We see only one people. We see a united people. We do not see a people where, even though there has been a political and economic union, there is still a division in consciousness. We do not wish to see a country where there is still a demilitarized zone in between North and South, that although it is no longer militarized, it is still there in consciousness as this barrier. I am not saying that this can happen overnight. I am only saying that you who are our spiritual students, we need you to start making the calls for this shift. We realize it will take some time for this shift to happen. It will be a gradual shift, but we need you to make the shift now. And the reason why we are asking you to do this, my beloved, is that you are the ones who know you are spiritual people. And therefore, you are the ones who have the best opportunity to look beyond the outer differences and divisions and to see the spiritual beings inside the people of North Korea. And as we said last year, we of the Ascended Masters see that they have only taken on an overcoat of this cultural programming, this political programming, and that they are, many of them, capable of throwing this off very quickly and engaging with you on an equal footing. You should not allow yourself to think that the people of North Korea are less intelligent, that they are somehow deficient or not as evolved as you are. Many of them are highly intelligent people. As we said last year, they have chosen to embody in North Korea in order to help bring about the Golden Age vision of Saint Germain for a united Korea. Some of these people have worked their way up into certain positions in society. I am not saying they are in the top leadership, but they are in positions where they could very quickly step in and begin to fulfill their role, their divine plans in the North Korean society after the current regime disappears. And so you need to see them as equals, be willing to work with them as equals, and you of the spiritual students can make this shift first, my beloved, so that you begin to see them as fully equal with yourselves, and you recognize that they will be able and willing to very quickly step up and adjust to the situation where they have greater freedom and greater economic opportunity. You also need to make the calls, as we told you last year, so that you will not have a scenario where after a reunification, the government of South Korea would give free rein to the business conglomerates of South Korea to go in and, so to speak, recreate the economy of North Korea by them setting themselves up in privileged positions so that these business conglomerates could profit tremendously by a reunification. You need to make the calls that this shift that we have already told you about happens in South Korea so that you find a different economic model where you even, as a transitional step, create certain state-sponsored businesses or organizations that are designated to getting the North Korean economy modernized so that you can actually begin to create business entities that are based in North Korea, led by North Koreans, but otherwise function as other businesses in the Western developed world, where you have freedom, more freedom of the economy. Naturally, we do not need to see these business conglomerates of South Korea suddenly become strengthened tremendously and making an unreal and unjust profit out of the North Korean people. We do not desire to see the North Korean people going from being enslaved by the state to being enslaved by multinational corporations that only see them as tools for making a profit. And so you recognize, of course, as we have said last year also, about the dynamics between capitalism and communism, that in a communist system, the state does not respect the individuality of the people, and in the capitalist system, the big multinational corporations do not accept or respect the individuality of the people. But what we desire to see is that in a reunited Korea, there is that respect for the individual, and so that the North Korean people are also respected as individuals, whereby many of them will be able to step up and express their spiritual attainment and their individuality. We realize, of course, that there are some people in North Korea who have reached an age where the transition would be extremely difficult for them. There will be a certain percentage of those people who will not be able to make the shift in consciousness, just as there was a certain percentage of the people in East Germany who were not able to make that transition, that shift in consciousness. It is necessary to accept this and to provide these people with some reasonable standard of living, even though this will be an economic burden on the South and on the reunited country. But you need to accept this as simply the cost of doing business, so to speak, of reuniting the country that has been divided for so long. You also need to make the calls that there will be a new approach to the military in a reunited Korea. This will be a delicate, a complex transition, partly because North Korean nation has such a large military, where so many people have made their living from being in the military and find it very difficult to transition to having a job in a normal business. And so there can be a tendency or a temptation to maintain the North Korean military in order to maintain the jobs of these people so they will know what to do with themselves. And again, there is not simply one solution that is the only right solution. But you can make the calls that the leadership and the people of South Korea, as well as the people of North Korea and those who are ready to step up and take leadership positions in a reunited Korea, will see that they have a historic opportunity to actually reduce the role of the military on the Korean Peninsula. It will require a tremendous national courage to do this. But again, it can be achieved by making some very practical, realistic assessments. You could make the very realistic assessment, my beloved, that even the military of a united Korea would have no chance of turning back a Chinese invasion if the Chinese were truly determined to invade a reunited Korea. Therefore, you could make the very bold decision that you would not seek to create a military that could defend a united Korea against China, because you would rely on the Chinese leadership making a realistic assessment that they could not afford to invade a reunited Korea because they would lose their business with the Western democracies, who would be forced to take the side of a reunited Korea against a Chinese invasion, not simply militarily, but economically. And so again, the Chinese leadership could say, well, if there is no military threatening us on the Korean Peninsula, then we don't need to worry about a reunited Korea. You could also make the very courageous decision that despite your history with Japan, despite your concern about the increased role of the military in Japan, despite your concern about the unwillingness on the side of Japan to see the business competition from a reunited Korea, despite all of these concerns, it simply would not be realistic that the Japanese would militarily invade Korea. And so you do not actually need a military to defend yourself against the Chinese or against the Japanese. Neither is it realistic that Russia would invade Korea. And it is, of course, not realistic that United States would invade Korea, although it is clear that the United States would want to have a military role in a united Korea. And so here's where we ask you, our students, to make the calls that there will be an awareness in Korea that you simply, in order to have a realistic opportunity to reunite Korea, you will, after the reunification has happened politically, you will have to distance yourself from the United States militarily. You will have to draw a line and say to the American nation that although you are grateful for the military assistance they have provided since the Korean War, they now need the United States military to withdraw from the Korean Peninsula in order to give the United Korea a chance to grow on its own. This will be an unpopular decision in the United States. And so you can also make the calls that the people and the leadership of America will see the necessity for allowing this to happen. So this brings me to the last topic I want to bring to your attention so you can make calls on this, namely that you can begin to see the reunification of Korea not simply as an issue between North Korea and South Korea. You can begin to see it as a global issue, and you can begin to make the calls that there is a shift in the international community. But you can also make a call for a shift in the Korean people so that you actually have people who rise up and make the very courageous decision that you are willing to acknowledge that you have an important role to play in shifting the mindset of the international community so that the larger nations, the so-called superpowers, will see the need to step back and allow a smaller nation to unfold its potential without any interference militarily or economically, where you claim your right to be the Korean people living in your own nation without interference from either the old communist superpowers or the capitalist superpowers. And you can do this, my beloved, if you make the calls for the rising up of people in Korea with the diplomatic skills and the vision, the ability to tune into the vision of Saint-Germain, where he will work with those leaders to give them the diplomatic ideas of how to make the international community see the opportunity they all have to live up to their principles, the principles they claim are so important in their constitutions, to allow this small nation of Korea to develop its national potential without any undue interference, so that both China and the Western democracies will see that they can better live up to their own principles by aiding Korea without seeking to control and dominate. I know that this may seem like an impossible task, but it is not impossible because we have for a long time placed people in Korea who have this potential to tune into Saint-Germain and develop very quickly these diplomatic skills and the vision of how to engineer this very complex situation in such a way that you can actually make all of these other nations feel that they are doing the right thing by allowing you the freedom to be yourselves. This may seem like a bold vision. It may seem like an unrealistic vision. But again, I would remind you that with the Ascended Masters, nothing is impossible. And given what you have seen, you can accomplish as our students in Korea, and of course with the help you have received from our international students through Mother Mary's vigils and other calls they have made, you need to make the shift that what we are giving you is a realistic vision. When you accept it, you can bring forth the broader acceptance in the collective consciousness, and within a surprisingly short span of years, you may actually see people begin to talk about this openly, of what kind of a shift would need to happen. We have, of course, also placed people in other nations who will be key to this, who also have that diplomatic skill, and you can make the calls for them also to be cut free, to recognize their divine plans and the roles that they can potentially play. My beloved, the vision we hold is for a reunification of Korea that is entirely peaceful, both within Korea, but also between the neighboring countries and those superpowers who feel that they should continue to have influence in a united Korea. We hold the vision that all will see the opportunity that this is for the world to step up to a higher level of true cooperation that is not based on the age-old power plays that you have seen outplayed again and again. This, of course, is not something that you alone here in Korea can make the calls for. It is something that will require that all of our students will make the calls, and we will certainly give you the teachings and the tools to make the calls for a greater awareness of these international power plays that had been going on now for so many decades that surely a critical mass of people have tired of them and are ready to look for an alternative. And thus I have given you a large mouthful to ponder here. And there is, of course, more than can be given. We can, of course, as time moves on, give more specific advice, but we are not necessarily going to give all this specific advice through a messenger, because we will rather work with the people in the specific nations who are in position to implement these ideas and give them the ideas directly. For we do not have a problem with someone thinking that this is his or her idea and therefore gaining the credit for it. We are not here to gain credit. We are here to produce results that bring this world and this nation of Korea closer to the golden age ideals of Saint Germain. Saint Germain is the hierarch for the golden age of Aquarius, but he is not even looking to gain credit for the bringing about of this golden age, even though eventually he will be more known to the people. But his main concern is not to be given credit, but to free the people so that this entire world can be raised up to throw off the yoke of the fallen beings and manifest the true society of the golden age that gives maximum growth to the individual. Thus, I am grateful for your attention, for your willingness to again let us use your chakras to radiate this very powerful impetus into the collective consciousness of South Korea, North Korea, China, the United States, Japan, and other nations. My beloved, you have my eternal gratitude for your willingness to be the open doors.